adage, sometimes the first game back after a long road trip is the toughest. It didn't seem like you guys got that memo.
We were worried about it, certainly as a staff, and you're always trying to gauge, you know, the practice yesterday was quiet, but fairly efficient, but still quiet, and there was a concern coming into the game. It's not so much just the first game back after a road trip, it's the 6 weeks, the 5 weeks that we've run on the road so much, you know, where's your energy level? But they prepared themselves. I mean, that's a tough thing that they did. We did the right thing in L.A., down, stayed in the fight battle, so you don't lose any confidence, so you don't come to the rink feeling the loss. I think that helps. And they got off to a great start, for sure.
How much of that, if any, do you attribute to the pregame ceremony, the Grey Cup, the crowd, the building's wired,
I think it mattered for me. That stuff, the crowd in this building is a huge advantage to us, and they were wired, and rightfully so, and appreciative of it. So I do think it mattered. It brought a different energy to the start of the game, a certain kind of excitement. We get them fired up even more because we think we scored right off the hop. Then it turns around, we didn't, but we got enough offense in that first period, aside from the goal, but we felt right, felt good, and kind of kept the energy of the building. So I do think about it.
What did you like more, the five goals, the offensive effort, or what you limited them to? I think a season low in shots in the first and second.
I liked how, we could use the word connected, the group was, that if there was a breakdown, there was somebody 3 or 4 feet away that was wired into stopping our problems, so our gap was good, and our it wasn't a lot of easy ice for the other team. It had been the opposite of the first series from LA, so I liked a lot of that. We left a lot of offense on the table there. We haven't had a big game where we had a lot of chances, so good. If you don't score, it's slightly frustrating, but you're still a lot happier if you think you can. Right now you're in a game where there's some offense there, and I liked it.
In your mind, were the leaders of that defensive effort? To me, it looked like a lot of the forwards were playing some really excellent defense.
I thought most of the good part of the defensive game, I agree with you. The work that's done from their end to our end sets up how effective the back end can be when they get there. Because there was very little chaos by the time it got to our end, that our defensive gap is really good. You know, we did close some things off the blue line. We forced a lot of dumb pucks, so we didn't get into chaos. A lot of that is the hard work of the forwards.
Are there specific guys that you'd want to highlight there, or is it a team effort?
Because I felt it was strong. We got Stevenson physicality by the Scheifele line. I think the Wheeler line has been incredibly consistent and fast with the puck, good sticks, Nicky Ehlers and Rozalik now involved in a bit of a physical point, not running guys, but engaged physically in the battles for pucks. And, I liked our defense, for the most part, for a long time. It was just compete and battle and block shots. So, yeah, it was when we couldn't, Connor was strong when we needed it.
Have you guys turned into a team or grown into a team that's able to now blow the doors off teams? Like, I think it's like 15 goals in the last four games.
No, I don't feel that at all. I think, if you're asking me to describe what, I'm going to beat this answer to death. There's an offensive gift there, like you get some skill guys. So you're going to have little runs when things go your way. And I felt there were games earlier where we had some chances that didn't go. But what this group is doing is they stay in the fight and they battle on just about every play. And if something bad happens, it doesn't shake the bench at all. Like it's not a casual bench, but it is a relaxed bench in terms of, I think, growing into knowing our game.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll ask it a different way then. Defensively, has this team grown into well enough defensively that they can now focus more on that offensive side of the game? Like, is it natural now?
Yeah, I don't think they've ever been looking to sacrifice their defense to score goals. Like, if that happened, it wobbled. It came out of our game pretty quick. I mean, we're a better defensive team right now than we are an offensive team. Just the numbers say that over the course of this year. and we thought and still feel there's quite a bit more offense for this group. Power play heats up a little bit. Some chemistry starting to come into the lines a little bit. We've had a run of playing the same lineup. You know, the top nine forward lines have been fairly consistent after grinding them. But I think it's their compete defensively. And it's not always easy, but you go after it pretty good.
One question.
A real success against Dallas of late. I mean, 11 of the last 15. At one point, it was 8 in a row.
No, because when you said that, I'm going, man, we're 2-1. And the first one was in overtime, and the second one was tied late. Like, I think these are just incredibly tight games.
You surprised to hear it's 11-4.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have thought we were close to even with those guys. So, and because each year separates itself from the other, they got a big, powerful team. Yeah, I don't feel it.